Hey, Dog Speak Geeks. Do you ever feel frustrated? Well, your dog does. Frustration occurs when an animal is interrupted in reaching their goals. Unfortunately, this occurs all too often in the modern world when a dog's goals do not align with those of their human companion. This can be a source of distress for both you and your dog, but it can also lead to the development of problem behaviors and can damage the relationship that you have with your dog. But we have answers for you. Join us for a two-day in-person seminar October 5th and 6th with instruction by Daniel Shaw. Daniel Shaw is an animal behaviorist with a background in animal behavior, psychology, and neuroscience. He will be talking about what frustration is and how it can be identified, the difficulty of conventional approaches in resolving frustration, what influences the value of rewards, as well as supporting frustrated dogs and building frustration tolerance. You can buy early bird tickets now until August the 5th, and be sure that you join us for our pre-seminar social Friday evening where you can meet Daniel and the Dog Speak team. We look forward to seeing you October 5th and 6th in Nashville, Tennessee for the Neuroscience of Resolving Frustration in Dogs seminar. Hey, Dog Speak Geeks. I hope you have had a wonderful week, and I hope your Friday is starting out in just an amazing way. I want to get on and do a quick mini episode for you because I'm struggling getting every other week, and my goal is to get back to every week episodes, maybe 30-minute long episodes. I'm thinking maybe giving you guys every week smaller episodes instead of every other week larger episodes. So we're going to be working on that, but I do appreciate you guys continuing to listen and spread the message and spread the podcast and share. Really do appreciate that. Very quickly, we do have a couple of great seminars coming up. We have Daniel Shaw coming in October to do a neuroscience of resolving frustration in dog seminar. We are going to have so much fun. The Friday night before the seminar, we are going to all meet, come meet, have a beer with us, have some pizza. Let's chat. Let's get to know each other. We are so excited about that. And then we have Dogs and Cat in Nashville are bringing in Bobby Bambry and Dr. Kathy Murphy to do the Resilience Rainbow Seminar. So super excited about that. Our entire team will be there. We are so excited to have them coming to Nashville. Okay, so I do have a great episode for you with Kim Brophy that will come out next week. We recorded yesterday, but I wanted to come on and just give you something to think about over the weekend. The one thing I am really pushing a lot of my clients to do is to help their dog become better at completing the stress cycle. Help the dog through decompression, through downtime and quiet time, and what I like to call spa time. So many dogs just don't rest the way that they used to. You know, back in the day, people would get up, they'd leave the house, they'd be gone all day, and then come back in the afternoon, and the dog would be rested, ready to participate in any family event. And now it seems like that we have constant activity. If it's not inside the home, then it's outside the home. Deliveries are up probably 1,000%. I'm just making that number up. But deliveries are up, construction is up. People are working from home more. Kids are homeschooling, so they're getting out with better weather and having, you know, playtime outside. And so the dogs are not sleeping and resting the way that they should. And when they don't get that rest, they are going to end up finding some frustration, definitely. They're going to have that inability of coming back down to baseline and feeling that calmness and satisfaction. And the thing is, when's the last time you felt that? When's the last time you felt like you completed the stress cycle? Right? So I think it's important that We give them quiet time, and not because they're asking, but because we know they need it, right? If you're going to think that your three-year-old, four-year-old is going to ask for a nap when they're tired and there's activity happening, well, yeah, you're going to be very disappointed. You know, when you have toddlers and you have babies, we have to help them go to sleep. We have to help them have that downtime so their system can work. And we need to do the same thing with dogs. So this is what I want you to do this weekend. We're going to find some spa time for you and spa time for your dog. Now, I'm going to help you understand how to set up a spa room. I've talked about this in many episodes, but I've never dedicated one episode to a spa room. So I'm going to dedicate this to the spa room. And then I want you to take the information I give you for creating a spa room for your dog, and I want you to find something similar for you. I want you to be looking around the house and thinking, what can I do? And maybe it's not around the house. Maybe it's out in the woods somewhere, right? Maybe you need to go find some quiet time in the woods. Last night, Britt's been out of town and we've had company, and I've had to take the dogs to acupuncture a couple days now, and it's just been really busy. And the weekend was super busy, and I've not had a lot of quiet time. Typically, I love to sit outside and watch TV or listen to the radio, whatever the case may be. But last night, we had a great little storm rolling in, and it wasn't, you couldn't really sit on the back porch. And so I just came inside. I turned out every light in the house and sat in my rocking chair. It's in my room, and I faced it towards the window, and I opened the windows. And I opened the windows, no screen, just opened the windows, and I just sat there in the quiet. Just sat in the quiet. Sat in the quiet. And I just sat there, and I listened to the thunder. And I listened to all the little creatures, and my cats were still out kind of, you know, hanging around. But yet, they even got quiet. And I just sat. And it was something I desperately needed to help my creativity. I needed to just bring myself back down to a baseline, because I could feel myself every day I was getting trigger stacked. And every day it was just piling on, piling on, piling on. So much so that if I was walking or even just standing somewhere and my cat came up to rub against my legs, that's, to me, is something very sweet, but it was just irritating me. Just that touch and that feel was irritating me. So I knew I needed some quiet time. I needed time just to chill out and relax and be quiet, right? Quiet. That's so important. So I do think we need to do this for our dogs. So what I want you to do for your spa room, the purpose of the spa room is to allow the dog quiet time, decompression, and just solid rest and quality rest. There are some rules about the spa room. Number one, it is a human-free zone. When the dog is in the spa room, humans are not allowed to go in, and neither are other dogs. I'd like you to do spa room alone. So even if they're good friends with their buddy, in the house, they need to have separate spa space, right? You love your partner. You may even love your kids so much, but there are times you need a break from them. And they need a break from you, okay? Like, I think that's why Britt's like, okay, I think I'll travel for business because I get a break from Nick. This is great. But the thing is that we need to have time to just be with us, just to be with ourselves. So the spa room is human-free zone and dog-free zone, also cat-free zone or other animal-free zone. If you have rabbits, gerbils, birds, whatever, animal-free zone. It needs to be the dog space during that time. Doesn't have to be that way all the time, but it needs to be that way during the dog's spa time. It also needs to have no windows that look out to busy streets or distractions. Okay, if you do, let's put some blinds up. Let's put some, you can put some blinds, curtains. You have the, you know, the light that, what is a pill and stick that you can put on? For some reason, I'm just forgetting right now off the top of my head. But pill and stick, you can put it on the window so the dogs can't see out, but they're still getting light in. That is just fine. I just don't want them sitting there looking out the window being stimulated. Why? Because this is one of the main issues we're having. These dogs are saying, staying stimulated so much that even the smallest little things are making them explode, right? I have been triggered all week. So a sweet thing of my cat rubbing against my legs almost made me explode. Okay, so again, think about your dog. Okay, so the other things that we need to have now, what we need to put in the spa room, we're going to put a nice soft place to lay. That can be a human bed. It can be a dog bed. It doesn't matter. You need to have, obviously, fresh water. You're going to put some type of nice, light, relaxing odor. So you can use an Adaptil or a pheromone spray. You can use lavender, but it needs to be very, very light. You don't want to smell it very much because remember, your dog's sense is very strong. You will also have a white noise machine or a box fan. Something that is a solid noise. I don't want you to use like classical music or soft rock, okay? Because human voice, that's going to kind of click your dog's brain into listening, right? It's going to be that cue to, oh, I better listen because they may want to tell me something. So I want you to go with a white noise machine that has just solid noise. That way it's going to drown all the noise outside of the spa room, just like if you were getting a massage, right? When you're getting a massage, they play relaxing music so that you can't hear other people moving around. All right, and then the last thing you're going to put in there, you're going to put in an amazing enrichment item, something, though, that is going to calm the dog. So I like to use some type of licking enrichment item. So you're thinking lick mat, topple, you have, you can do a frozen topple, you can do a marrow bone that's been frozen, or I say a marrow bone that's been frozen. Let me go back on that. You can do a marrow bone, then you can, once the marrow is eaten out of it, you can put stuffing inside the bone, and that can actually hold some yummy stuff, so you can freeze that. Anything that the dog has to lick on or something that the dog can chew on calmly. We don't want hard chewing, so I'd rather not do anything like a big hard bone, bully stick, trachea, anything like that. I'd much rather do something that is all about licking, because licking is that calming, and we need that calming. If we don't have that calming, then we're not getting that effect from the spa room that we're looking for. Now, in the beginning, you're going to put your dog in there, and you're going to start out at maybe 5 minutes at a time. Or your dog may get in there and be like, give me 45, I'm good. But if you struggle with your dog being alone or your dog is starting to struggle, you can start with as little as 5 minutes at a time. And that 5 minutes at a time is you would put them in there, you would give them their topple or lick mat, and then you would close the door and you would walk away. Now, for that 5 minutes, it is not your business what is happening. Unless they are in full panic mode, let them be. And then after about 5 minutes, if you feel like you want to let them out and see how they're being, then you can open it up, let them out. But if you do that, you have to take away the lick item, because I want them to understand that they need to focus on that licking item inside the spa room, because it's not going to be available once the spa time is over. Doesn't mean it can't be available later on for a variety of reasons, but for this purpose, you need to put it away. This is especially for those dogs who are a little nervous about being alone or having FOMO. I want them to understand they only get this in that spa room. So again, just trying to make it a little bit more of a positive experience of being alone and possibly missing out on something fun. Now, if your dog can go for longer, then go longer. Let's say you're not sure, you give your dog 10 minutes and everything's going great, but at the 11-minute mark, your dog starts barking and having a fit. Well, at that point, I'd like for you to go ahead and go in there and get them and let them out. Pick up that toy and see, or that lick mat and see, is it empty? Was it too easy? Did it not last long enough? Did they not get enough calmness out of it? Did they touch it at all? Right? So once they start barking, I want you to go ahead and let them out. If they bark when you first put them in, as long as it doesn't go over a 5-minute mark, I'm okay with that. Just letting them feel some feels, but making sure that you're giving them something like that lick mat and something really, really great on it. And you may not want to start with it frozen. Some dogs don't like it frozen. You have to just try it with your dog and see if your dog likes it frozen, thawed, cold, warm. And then make sure you try a variety of food rewards to put on there. And I don't recommend you using peanut butter. It's so fattening for the dogs. And the way that we use it with them, there is a dog version. Much prefer that you get that. But get creative with what you're putting in there and really try to figure out what is really amazing for your dog. Every dog is going to have a different taste. So play with it and see. If your dog is constantly struggling, then maybe need to look at where the location is, what time of the day you're trying, and so forth. But your goal is to start from 2 to 3 minutes and getting your dog to where they can be in the spa room for up to an hour, okay? And this is so that we can put them down for nap times. When I see that Myers is on the edge and he's about to explode, I know that he needs to go chill, but he doesn't want to miss out, right? This weekend and this week was so busy, he didn't want to miss out. So now that means that he's going to have a much shorter fuse for anything that we had planned on doing this weekend. And I have to be aware of that and not get mad at him when he has that. If I don't give him a chance to decompress and rest, then yeah, he's going to struggle. So today is going to be a quiet day for him. He's going to be in his crate most of the day. The house is going to be quiet most of the day. And he's going to get rest, because it's required. He needs that in order to function properly and in order to help with those emotions and finish the process, right, of feeling that stress and then coming back to baseline. So I really think this is crucial that we do this with our dogs. And I would recommend starting out maybe 3 times a day. You know, if you're only doing it for 5 minutes at a time, you can easily do it up to 5-6 minutes a day. You don't have to. You can start out 2 or 3 times. You know your dog best, so that's what you need to look at. But you do need to be doing this on a daily basis until your dog starts getting more comfortable. You will start to find that your dog, when feeling stressed out, will start to venture out and go towards that spa room more and more often, because they're recognizing how they feel and they want to feel back to baseline, and they've learned that that's where they feel it. So eventually they will start doing this on their own, and then eventually they'll be better at handling triggers, stress, daily activity. So if you have a dog who has any type of issue such as anxiety, fear, hyperactivity, lack of impulse control, aggressive tendencies, aggressive behavior, any behavior that is just off the wall, you have got to start working with your dog on decompression. All right, so if your dog doesn't have a spa room and your dog is having these problems, whether it's reactivity on leash or in the house or whatever the case may be, the dog needs a spa room. And even if your dog has great manners and has no behavior problems, the dog could still use a spa room, because let's be real, nobody is so great of a person or thing that Everybody wants them 100% of the time, period. Okay, so you need to do a spa room. This should not be something special. This should be an automatic thing that we do for our dogs when we bring them into a home. So I want you to set up your spa room for your dog this weekend. That is your job for this weekend. Set up your spa room. And you can even keep a little notebook and a journal to get an idea of what the dog is liking or not liking, so you're not having to remember. Because remember, one thing you do need to remember is that you're not doing very good at completing the stress cycle either, and you're not doing a very good job at creating spa time for yourself. So you also need to find a way to decompress for you, find some spa time, whether that's an odor, right? So honeysuckle is one of my nice relaxing odors. I love honeysuckle. It brings me peace because it makes me think of spring. Spring makes me think of warmer weather and sun and flowers, and that brings me peace. Okay, so you need to find some things that will help bring you to a calmer place, because if your brain is not completing that stress cycle, then everything is going to be affected, right? Your physical self is going to be affected. Your health is going to be affected. But also those around you are going to be affected. And your work quality is going to be affected. And your dog is going to be affected. Your cat will be affected. Okay, so I really want you guys to take care of yourself, take care of your dogs, work on your mental health, work on your decompression. You cannot take care of others unless you take care of yourself first. Be selfish. Take care of you so that you can come back and share your gifts at 100% and only sharing your gifts 10% because you're too tired. All right, so that's it for me this Friday. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and look for that episode with Kim Brophy next week. It's going to be so good. We just chatted away, and it's going to be great. So I do love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Don't forget, we have some really fun merchandise on the website to help support the podcast. The more support of the podcast we get, the more often we can get these recorded. So if you guys can rate and review, share the podcast. We have, again, great merchandise. Make sure you're following us on all social media channels so you don't miss out on things. We have a lot of things coming. We have a lot of mini courses coming, a lot of online stuff coming. And so I don't want you guys to miss out. So make sure that you are following us. I love you guys. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.